I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Kyiv on Monday, Steve Karish reports.
The two held talks alongside their teams at Marinsky Palace, the president's official residence in Kyiv, an important meeting with U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, Zelensky said in a text released alongside a video of the meeting. Yellen also laid flowers at the Wall of Remembrance dedicated to fallen soldiers and met with Ukrainian landmine removal experts whose equipment was financed with U.S. funds. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's war against Ukraine took center stage at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council's 5.5-week session. It's the longest such meeting ever held. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
As he kicked off this historically long and politically charged conference, Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the carnage unleashed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He warned the erosion of human rights around the world has caused progress made in human development to stall, and in many cases to be reversed. He notes extreme poverty and hunger are rising around the world for the first time in decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tensions are mounting in Nigeria's capital as election officials continue releasing official results from Saturday's presidential vote. On Monday, the political parties for the two main opposition candidates walked out of the coalition center in anger. They claimed there were disparities between results announced by the Election Commission and what their representatives learned at the polling stations. But Nigeria's election chief dismissed the claims and said results had been authenticated by electoral officials. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak struck a new deal with the European Union on a post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland on Monday and said it would pave the way for a new chapter in London's relationship with the bloc. Standing alongside European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at a news conference in Windsor, Sunak said the two sides had agreed to remove any sense of a border between Britain and its province, a situation that has angered politicians on both sides. Mexico's president launched new barbs Monday at his Peruvian counterpart, describing her as a puppet of oligarchs. It's the latest escalation of tensions between the two nations over the removal of Peru's former president. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte on Friday announced the definitive withdrawal of Peru's ambassador to Mexico after Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador made remarks branding her government as unconstitutional. Boluarte said the two countries' relationship would continue at a business-only level. A Romanian court upholds a third 30-day detention for the divisive influencer and former professional kickboxer Andrew Tate on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Andrew Tate arrived at the Bucharest court handcuffed to his brother Tristan as reporters yelled at him. They're being held on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking, yet have not been formally charged. Tate, a British citizen, has lived in Romania since 2017. Prosecutors have said they identified six victims who were allegedly subjected to acts of physical violence and mental coercion and sexually exploited by members of the alleged crime group. Tate says the case is a political conspiracy designed to silence him. I'm Julie Walker.
Portugal's footwear industry is taking a big step towards going greener, with 120 Portuguese shoemakers signing an agreement to cut the sector's emissions by half by 2030. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
One firm who signed up was Bowflex. The company takes worn-out shoes and transforms them into so-called eco-rubber. Pedro Sereva is head of sales at Bowflex.
Before, we were throwing away, burying, sending to landfill about 300 tons of waste.
The new Shoe Green Pact was drawn up by the Portuguese Footwear Association, representing companies in Europe's third largest footwear producer after Italy and Spain. Participating companies signed up to 10 commitments, which cover energy efficiency, product design, and packaging.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.